We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We welcome on Dr. Simone Wilds talking about what is going on with the CDC's new masking guidelines. Dr. Wilds, thanks for being with us once again. When we heard this yesterday, I think there was a fair amount of confusion throughout the area because it doesn't make sense that we would at the same time say the vaccine is the best way to protect you from COVID and go get vaccinated. And then also, if you're vaccinated, you should probably wear a mask inside. I mean, the two statements don't seem like they belong in the same sentence, yet here we are.
Brian, good morning, and thanks for having me again. I understand the frustration that people might be dealing with. However, I will point out that coronavirus has just really kept us on our toes, and it's changing, and as it changes, so does the science change. We need to understand that the Delta variant that we're dealing with now is very different from the Alpha variant that we had earlier in the spring. We found that the Delta variant is more contagious. We found that it lasts, causes more infections, and also it hangs around for a longer period of time. So based on the information that we have and also a study that was done that showed that whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you can end up having the same amount of virus, and so you're able to pass it on to others, which is why we might see some breakthrough cases. So I think based on all of that, the guidelines had to be updated because, again, the key is we're trying to protect everyone.
So that is new, the development, that the science is showing that fully vaccinated people can continue to transmit the virus, even if they're not getting sick themselves.
Even if they're not getting sick themselves. There's more studies that need to be done, but, you know, that's what we have found. And maybe this might be unique to the Delta variant because we didn't have that with the Alpha variant, but that's really one of the main things that was really pushing the CDC to make these updated guidelines.
There has to be an expectation that this is going to slow the pace in which people go to get vaccinated, right? Because anyone who hasn't got a vaccine up to this point has pretty much made that choice. The vaccine's been readily available, walk-in appointments just about everywhere across the country for well over a month now. How does this do anything but bolster the point of view that getting vaccinated doesn't matter?
But, you know, Brian, I'm going to push back on that and say, but we have to give the data as we get it, right? So I understand that those that are on the fence might say, well, you know, this is reason for me not to get the vaccine. But we also have that responsibility to share the information as it's made available to us. And, you know, for those that are on the fence, I mean, part of the reason we're here is because the group that we're seeing the largest increase in the number of cases are unvaccinated. So, you know, we might not get back to whatever normalcy we were hoping to achieve if we continue to have such huge numbers of unvaccinated individuals.
Dr. Wilds, what about natural immunity from those who had the virus? It's really not being talked about anymore.
Susan, yes, we don't hear a lot about it. You do have some immunity, but you know, we've always said we know that your immunity wanes after having a natural infection, which is why we encourage people to get vaccinated because the immunity lasts for a longer period of time. So, you know, the focus really has been to get people vaccinated because we know that it conveys a longer immunity to individuals.
You know, we have seen this increase in cases over the last couple of weeks, I think specifically, but stretching a little bit longer than that. But it hasn't correlated with a similar spike in hospitalizations and deaths. And isn't that what we should be really focused on?
Well, I think we want to look at everything, Brian. It's, you know, we look at the number of cases. Of course, you know, hospitalizations and death are huge, but, you know, I think we have to look at the big picture. You know, because a number of the outbreaks are in unvaccinated, which tend to be younger, healthy people, we don't see the number of deaths and hospitalizations. And also the individuals that do get vaccinated and have breakthrough cases, their cases tend to be milder, and so they don't require hospitalization.
So if vaccines protect the vaccinated, and I mean also the unvaccinated are making their choices too, I guess the question is, where do we stop? You know, there's all this talk of we want to protect everyone, but, you know, I can still go out right now and buy cigarettes and alcohol and a bunch of French fries and do that. And that's not very good, right? I mean, where does that reach its endpoint of we need to protect everyone if we're not in this emergency? And we've heard, you know, certainly around our part of the country several times for over a month now that we are not in danger again of overwhelming hospitals or doing any of these things that we were worried about back in March of 2020?
Well, you know, Brian, I tend to disagree, because right now what we're seeing in certain states is that the healthcare system is becoming overwhelmed again. I mean, we've heard about Missouri. We've heard about a number of this, Arkansas, Alabama. The healthcare system is starting to be overrun because we have a lot more increase in the number of cases. And so, you know, I think that it's a public health crisis that we're dealing with right now, and we still have to keep going until, you know, we can get things under better control, and we're certainly not there yet. Hence, we have to go back to updating our mask guidelines, because we are really running into a problem, which I will say might get even worse as we get into the fall.
For kids and schools, do you worry about anxiety and social development from having to wear masks? I mean, we're about 6 weeks away from the start of school here, and we don't know if there will be that mandate or not, but if there is.
Susan, one of the things that we've seen is that COVID has had significant impact on the mental health of our children. I think the bigger issue, though, is that we want to get all the children back to in-person learning, because I think that is by far more beneficial than doing it virtually. And so I know that the mask might create some anxiety and stress, but I think having them together with their peers, with their teachers, that might help to allay some of those fears. So I really strongly encourage everyone to get the children back in their mask in school so we can do in-person learning and everyone being protected at the same time.
How effective is a mask if we are talking about getting all the kids back in school? I mean, if we are with a group of people for an extended period of time indoors and, you know, sure, we're all wearing a mask, but we know the mask isn't perfect. I mean, how effective is that mask really going to be at the end of the day, or maybe I should say at the end of the school week?
I will say, Brian, that the mask have really worked quite well, where children have been able to go back to school during the year with COVID and they wear their mask. We did not see a significant amount of outbreaks, right? So much so that, you know, we probably should have pushed for children to be back in school with a mask. So, and part of the other reason for that is children do not get as much of the infection with COVID as the general population. They do get it, but on a lower scale. And so I think that the masks are really very effective, and we want to make sure that everybody doesn't feel like bullied if they're wearing their mask. So I think it's really a good idea to have just everyone wear the mask so we don't have children standing out if they choose to wear a mask.
Good to talk with you again, Dr. Wilds. Thanks so much. Dr. Simone Wilds, Chief of Infectious Disease at South Shore Health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.